it's a serious problem, Claire. It's probably the biggest problem we've had to face, and we've had many challenges over the years, but it's a problem. It's the biggest one that I've had to face anyhow. And I think all managers, from speaking to them over the past week, from we're trying to collect information to make this presentation, everyone's in the same boat. Part of the problem they would feel is public liability claims are really causing these drastic hikes, and we're hoping that we'll make progress with the insurance companies and we'll come to some agreement on what we can do to stem that, because fortunately the claims are there, and we have to try and stem them, how they're dealt with. A lot of our managers would have a problem with how they're settled and how they're paid, and it's a major issue, and it will close marks because you cannot afford to pay these massive hikes.
Okay, so it's threatening the future of some marts. But what kind of prices are we talking about, you know, in terms of insurance now for a mart?
It depends on the size of the mart. It's very hard to say. But I suppose, like, unfortunately, what we've seen is it depends if you've had claims too. Yes, it has gone up dramatically if you've had big claims. But for the marts, that what I have noticed as well, marts that haven't had any claims, their insurance seems to have risen quite dramatically too, and that's very unfair. And that would have been reason why I started arguing this in 2016. If you're talking figures-wise, I've only done a study of 10 marts, although I've got more information today on others. The study that I had done, there was a rise, 46% rise from 2015 to 2018. There was a 46% rise to 255%. That was the actual rise in insurance over them 10 marts. So the other figures I got today are also quite staggering.
In a mart like your own, would you have had public liability claims, for example, in the last year or two?
Not in the last year or two. It would have been now 2013, I suppose, ours has gone back to. But my argument would have been that, like I said, and what many managers feel, it should never have been settled. It's often more cost effective to settle out of court than go to court. But that doesn't have the culture of we seem to be easy targets at the minute.
Of course. And I know you mentioned a figure to me a couple of years ago for a certain mart would have been €22,000, kind of rising to €87,000. That's a huge increase, isn't it, for any business to sustain?
Yeah, there's a lot of cases like that, unfortunately.
You have the opportunity, so, to raise it with the minister. What would you be your hope, maybe, for the outcome of the meeting?
I'd be hoping for, there's two or three different things. I'd like that, you know, they'd have to, maybe we'd get some answers to, and maybe if we could get the insurance companies to sit down and come up with a reasonable approach of how we're going to work together, because at the end of the day, we still need insurance, and that we could sort it out. And yes, we will take health and safety into account. We'll probably have to make changes. They're inevitable at this stage. That we can come up to, but, you know, they have to be understanding too. They can't continue with these hikes, or there'll be no marts in 2 or 3 years. That'd be one thing. I'd also be hoping that maybe the government, like, changes will have to be made in marts to adapt to this. There'll probably CCTV cameras is one, which I'd be hoping to talk to them about, and if we could get some sort of funding to do that. Now, they're talking about overhead walkways in a lot of marts, but not every mart has the structure. We don't have the structure. Well, in Donegal we could put in a walkway if we needed to, but a lot of other marts, they have low roofs, and they wouldn't be able to accommodate a walkway. So just if we could have some sort of support, government support, because like every mart, it's a service to the people. It's not really making massive profits. We've had a lot of struggles over the last years, reduction suckler count numbers, everything takes its toll, and you know, I don't think any mart has all the funds to fund all these changes that will have to be made.